We're learning Masech the Zivamis, the Aftesim and Beis. The Sugya starts on the Aftesim and Aleph, Omer Levi the Rebbe. When Levi asks the Shaila, why does it say 15 Nashim in the Mishnah? It should say 16. It should also have Imai. You can have a case where a brother married his brother's mother and she fell Libim and she'll pat to the Tzara. And the Gemara says, the Rebbe answered that it can't be such a thing. And the Gemara originally says the reason is because the only case of Imai would be by a nusas aviv, where if it's the two brothers, the brothers from the father, they have different mothers, but al kapanim, if they're brothers from the father, it must be that this mother was at least nivel by the father. And if they weren't married, it was a nusas aviv, and that's a machlekes abidur abanin who booked the lake of Mary. And we don't want to say a machlekes. So the Gemara asks the kashem, but we say in the second barak that be'isim mitzvah v'isim kedushas chaletzis v'leimis yamemis. In the case of Chayvei Lavin and Shnius La'arayis, Chayvei Lavin and Shnius La'arayis are potter, they're not allowed to have Yibam, but they're still a Chayv in Chalitza. And that doesn't shim with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that they'll be potter from Chalitza. Why would Rabbi Kiva hold they're potter from Chalitza? Because Rabbi Kiva holds that Kedushin is not Taifis in Chayvei Lavin. And since Kedushin is not Taifis in Chayvei Lavin, it would have to be that they're potter from Chalitza. And still the Mishnah says, Minastam, that the Chalitzah, so you see, the Mishnah is Bepluk the Kamari, the Mishnah says something which not everybody agrees to. And the Mara answers, Pirkan Karmina, only in the first parak we say that everything in the Mishnah is according to all the days, we're not going to say something which is Tali and Machlaikas. But in the second parak we'll say that Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, Chalitzah, Mishnah, even though Rabbi Kiva holds that Bechayve Lavin, there's no Chalitzah as well. At Kam the Gemara. So Taisa Asakashi says, this is our anocha, both here and in the 8th Perek and in Sanhedrin, that according to Rabbi Kiva that holds that Kedushin is not Taifas Mechalavin, who would then there's no Chalitza Mechayve Lavin? But Taisa wants to know, why is it that way? Why don't you say that Chayve Lavin Deraisa should even get Yibam? Even according to Rabbi Kiva that there's no Tvisas Kedushin, because Asayda Chalaisa say should say that they should get Yibam. And the Rishayna Mamaz B'dakasha, because the Gemara earlier, when the Gemara was discussing why we need a Leha, and the Gemara says, a Leha tells you that if it's an Achisisha or any other Arayis, it can't be Miyamim. And the Gemara says, why do I need a Leha? For anyway, Eina say Deichalaisi Sheish Bekaris. If I say, if and say would be Deichalaisi Sheish Bekaris, so then you would need a Leha. And you would say that they could go to Yibam to say Deichalaisi say, even though Chayve Krisis are not Bas Tvisis Kedushin. I says it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter in a chayv krisus that I pass that solution. As long as you have the din of a seidah chalais, say that would make them oil leibim, even though they're not a bas tvisas kedushin. So who would then my chayv eleven, if you have the din of a seidah chalais, say should oil leibim, even though chayv eleven is not a bas tvisas kedushin? That's right, Taisus. The Taisus didn't say any answer. Taisus by Shrei with the kasha. The Rishayim, the Ramban, and the Rashi answer Taisus kasha. That according to Rabbi Kiva, since the Torah is Megala by Arayis, who then Chayvei Lavin? There's a klal, anything there's no Tvisas Kedushin is Mafgezika. You learn it from Arayis. Once you have a Gilui by Arayis that there's no Zika, so who then by Chayvei Lavin, since there's no Tvisas Kedushin, also say there's no Zika? As I state in the Rashi also, the Ramban says, Lamayis it's a bissel shver, when do we see Rabbi Kiva holds it as far that we should ask this Kasha? How do we know Rabbi Kiva holds that Chayvei Lavin should be the same as Chayvei Krisis because there's no Tvisas Kedushin? And the Rashi says, not so sure. They knew Rabbi Kiva better than us. They understood Shitas Rabbi Kiva. They know that's what he held. And Mel, that's why they asked it. At Kan, the Pilpul and the Rishayim. So Rishayim are saying that Nochtem, the Chayvei Krisis, is Mufka from Chalitza and Yibam. So there's a klal that anything that's not Tvisas Kedushin is Mufka from Chalitza and Yibam. Now the Shaila is, which pasuk by Chayvei Krisis are they coming from? The Chayyim, the two Mahalchim you can learn, I think both Mahalchim are in the Rishayim. Did I mean the pasuk by Aleh and Litzror? That Aleh and Litzror by Achesisha that we say from there and all other Arayis, the Pater and the Pater the Tzara from Chalitza and Yibam. And Mela, we learn from there that if there's no Tvisis Kedushin, the Pater and the Pater the Tzara from Chalitza and Yibam. Or did I mean the Gemara in Dafchav? The Gemara in Dafchav, there the Gemara says that there's a pasuk, Gemleach Mishish Lekachas Hasivim, Tehach Chafetz Miyadim, Kol Oil Yibim Oil Lechalitza, Gosh Ein Oil Yibim Ein Oil Lechalitza. That's the word Daf Chav teaches you that when do you do Chalitza? Gemleach Mishish Lekachas Hasivim, if he doesn't want, but if he wanted to, So then he would be miyamim. If you have a case where even if he wanted to, he can't be miyamim, then there's no din chalitza. So the Gemara says, Yachi chai v'laiv v'nami. So the Gemara says, chai v'laiv v'nami is a ribu yivivimtai. There's a ribu yivivimtai, v'also yivimtai asharam. It's an extra word to tell you that even if there's no yibum, there's still chalitza. So in fact, the Gemara Mayrazis. How do you know which one to say is chai v'krisis, which one to say is chai v'laivin? So the Gemara says that mistarbe chai v'laivin is tafsa b'kadushin, chai v'krisis loy tafsa b'kadushin. So maybe he means that Gemara. The Gemara there that says that chai v'krisis is loy tafsa b'kadushin because you have kol sh'ol yibum el l'chalitza because she'en l'min el l'chalitza. So this teaches you that when there's no tfisis kedushin, there's no chalitza and yibum. But both mahalchim need a pshat. Because if you say what the Rishonim mean is, from a land that's where we learn out, that when there's no tfisis kedushin, there's no yibum, in a land that's where it doesn't say that there's no chalitza. In a land that's where it just says there's no yibum. And here we're trying to say, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no chalitza. So where would you see in a land that's where there's no mashmai, you say there's no chalitza. All it's saying is there's loisigach, there's no yibum. How would you know there's no chalitza? How could that be the makar that when there's no tfisis kedushin, there's no chalitza? That Gemara just says there's no yibum. Elamai, you're going to say that you learn that from the pasuk kol she'ein ol yibum ein ol chalitza, but that begs the question. Chai ve'lavin, if you could say a seida chalitza, it should be ol yibum. All it says there is kol she'ein ol yibum ein ol chalitza. So that way I would say, if you have something which I know is Eino Elibim, and there's no Tfisis Kedushin, so there I would say, good, it's the same as Chai V'Krisis. And the Chayetz Pasha that way. There's one Pasuk called She'Eino Elibim Eino Elchalitza. There's one Pasuk that says that even if it's not Elibim, it's Elchitzi Yivimtai. And the Gemara says, whenever it's no Tfisis Kedushin, then it's Eino Elchalitza. Whenever there is Tfisis Kedushin, then it's Elchalitza. So of course, according to Mekiva, assuming Chai V'Laivin Ein Oil L'Yibum, of course there'll be Ein Oil L'Chalitza, just like Chai V'Krisis. It's not a din in Chai V'Krisis. It's a Joshua Sakra for Tfisis Kedushin. But here's the problem. That's also if we know it's Ein Oil L'Yibum. But if we're going to say the Chalitza, say so it should be Ein Oil L'Yibum. So where would that Pasuk tell you that it's Ein Oil L'Yibum and Ein Oil L'Chalitza, that Yibum is telling Tfisis Kedushin? So, in the Ritva, it's clearly the first malach that we said. Now, what the Rishonim mean, Al Gabbanim, the Ritva, that brings the same teretz, it rustles like this, came into Iker Arayis, so it's saying, Ishal Achay Sinafka, V'asim Ksiv Lai Sikach, Hudin L'chol Shiesh Lebal Ikach, She'emim L'chuchem, Shedinim G'chay V'kriz L'tav Sekdushim, Hudin L'chol D'chavasay. And this is how the Achayinim learn also, that Ishal Achay Sinafka, Sikach L'tzara tells you that there's Afgah from Yibim by all Chay V'krizus, and for Liam, Rabbi Kiva is saying, who would then chai v'lavin, because the sign is that's telling Tvisis Gedushin. As I learned that Rabbi Chaim Ezer, Chaylegal and Simadal, I say that Mir Moshe, Simnei Eskaf Aleph, and Rabbi Shlomo Hyman in Simadal is Mavaya that way, and we spoke about this earlier, that the sign of a land that's Zerar is that it's not the Pshad that you can't be Miyam because of the Isser. The Pshad is that Torah is being Megala, that in Erva, there's no din Yibum. On the Arayis, the Torah never gave a parasha of Yibum. The Mufka be'etzim from Yibum. That's the Yisayit. And Rabbi Kiva understands from this, that the reason why Arayis a Mufka from Yibum is because Yibum was given to an Isha that Shayach Tvisas Kedushin. If it's not Shayach Tvisas Kedushin, it's not Shayach Yibum. And we spoke about this in Avgimel Mabeis. The Achreinim asked this kasha. Why was the Gemara bothered? Why do you need a la'ah? Anyway, Eina say, Doichal Eseshesh Bekaris, we need a la'ah to teach you a Gevaldigi Yisayin. That it's not only that there's an ikuv of Yibum, that it's impossible to do Yibum because of the Yisr. There's Mufgam Yibum, there's Bechal Nochi of Yibum, there's a Ptur of Yibum, and there's not enough Geminis. The Mashal, the Din of Nesra. If let's say at the time that in the field they were an Erev and then they became Eis Erevah. If it's just an ikuv, so when the ikuv is gone, that's what Taisa says, Lagabe Nida. It's not Dei Metachis Isha. She's a Nida B'Shas and Nefila. She becomes Taurus, so and now she's Mutter. But Achis Isha is different. She's Mufka Be'etzim. And where do we learn that from? From a Leah Litzrar. So that's why you need a Leah. We spoke about this. Could be Salashin in the Gemara that bothered it. The Kovitzar is Mesadid. Could be you don't learn it out from aleh itself. You learn that from mitzrar. Altzaleh would say it just means it's an ikuv. But altzitzrar, if it asks the tzara, it could only ask the tzara if it's mufka batzim. Then the ptur is nimshach to the tzara. And this it wouldn't be nimshach to the tzara. And we mentioned that Baruch Be'el learns it's a combination of the two. It's a combination of aleh and Lakachas is there, and Lakachas is Lakachas is Avimta, Ka'oli Melechalitz. It's a combination of the two. Aleh wouldn't tell you clearly Afkar. But Aleh works together with Lakachas that the end result is the Chayv increases a Mufka Batsim from Yibim Mechalitza. So Mele was only a Havan of the Gemara before. If it wouldn't be for Aleh, that's a Shaila. Would you be Miyabim? Would you say a Seyda Chalaisi Sheish Bakaris? Or these anyway saying to say that chalaisi sheish b'karis, but that's also without aleh. Once you have aleh and litzar, aleh and litzar is not telling you an iser. Aleh and litzar is telling you afkar, and that's why the rishayim is telling too. And according to Rabbi Kiva, the afkar nemsuch mitzad the lack of tefisas kedushin. So mele, even though that's in chayvei say be able to say a say the chalaisi say, but still is lack of tefisas kedushin. Rabbi Baruch Be'er in Siman Dalin, he wants to say he holds Taisus is maskim to all that, and he still asks the kasha, because Taisus holds in order to have a lack of tefisas kedushin, you need an iser, and if a seida chalese is mafkia the iser, so mela it will be about tefisas kedushin. But the Rishonim all know that since be'etzah this isha is not about tefisas kedushin, lulei the mitzvah. So Mela, on this issue, wasn't Zaktivar in the parish of Ibn Bechlal. That's one Mahalach in the Rishayim. But the Chuvah Sar Ajwa, Chelik Vav Simin Yates, is Mashma another Mahalach. It's Mashma Mahalach that we said before, that Rabbi Kiva is coming from the Pasuk of Lakachas, from the Pasuk of Kalael, Ibn El Lechalitza. And the Rajwa is a bit Bekitzer. And Baruch Be'er Simin Dalin is Mazvin Rajwa. This is the Erech Hel, the Rajwa comes out, Lefir, Baruch Be'er Zazbara. And he says, the Chum and Rabbi Kiva are arguing in Pshat in the drash of Kala'il Yibma'il L'chalitza. According to the Chachamim, it starts from the Isser. There's an Isser Yibum. The Isser Yibum is what shafts the din of Kol She'en L'Yibma'il L'chalitza. So Mela, this, and like we said, you learn that together with the Le'an L'kachas, there's an Isser Yibum. And the Mela is a din that when there's an Issa Yibam, and the Issa Yibam is an Issu which doesn't have Tvisas Kedushin, there there's a Ptur Chalitza, and from there you see that there's Afkar from the Yibam. It's not the Pshat, there's an Ikum of the Yibam, the Pshat is, there is no parish of Yibam B'chai Gavna. But the starting point is the Issa. Now Chai V'Lavim is also an Issa. If you don't say, Amei HaKaponim Chai V'Lavim V'Asei, if you don't say a Seyda Chalese, it's also an Isser, but that Isser is not an Isser with a lack of Tfisus Kedushin. So you have a Ribli, but that Isser, there's no Afkar of the Yibum, and there is a Din Chalitza. Rabbi Kiva holds no. Rabbi Kiva holds that what the Pasuk means, that you need the Din Lakachas in order to have Chalitza, doesn't mean that when there's an Isser on the Yibum, there's no Chalitza. It means when there's an Isser on the Isha, even Ba'al, there's no Chalitza. Any Isha which has an Issa L'kicha, and that Isser, there's no Tvisus Kedushin, if it's that Isha, there's no Yibum. But not because the Issa to Yibum makes Tafkar. The fact that she's an Isha Surah Ba'alma makes Tafkar. And merely you can't say a Seyda Chalitza say. That's how the Rajman Shuva says it, L'fira Baruch Me'ez Havanam. Now this stands very good with the Rajman Chudushim and Tafkar. Because the Rajman Chudushim and Afchav, in the beginning, the Gemara was using the Pasuk to teach you that Chai Ve'lavin, you don't say a Seyda Chalaisa say. That was the Gemara wanted to say in the beginning. And the Rajman was bothered, so why don't we learn that from here, that you never say a Seyda Chalaisa say. And the Rajman there says, without any ribui, I would say, M'liachmas L'kachas Ezevimte means in Ishas Asa Ba'alma. As I state in the Rajman in Chudushim Dafchav. Now, since you have a ribui, if you have imtai, so now we understand it means only when she's a surah to the yavam, then she has that din. He's marich there. But the Rajman Shuvas is saying that Rabbi Kiva can't darshin yavimtai to tell you that there are yavamas that are ulayibim, that are not ulayibim and ulachalitza. Because he holds that everything doesn't have tvisas kedushin. He wouldn't be able to make that chilik. So al karchach, he doesn't darshin yavimtai. once he doesn't darshin yivimtai, so all he has is lekachas, and if all you have is lekachas, that would mean that any isha who ba'alma is aser is going to be mufka from yibum. So there's a big chiluk between these two mahalchim. According to the first mahalach, there's a yisayid be'etzim. In a land that's a state, that an isha without tefisas kedushin is mufka from yibum. And from there, we learn out, according to Rabbi Kiva, that chai v'lam don't have tefisas kedushin, they're mufka from yibum. So that's not negayah, I say, the chalos to say. Yibum was given for isha, which is a bar tefisas kedushin. Isha is not a bar tefisas kedushin, doesn't have yibum. It's mufka be'etzim from yibum. Doesn't have yibum and chalitza. So mail now to point to Rabbi Kiva, that's why I don't say the chalos say. But according to the second shad, there's no such yisayid. You need to shtel avek, according to the Chacham, that the Isha is also for Yibum. If the Isha is going to be mutter for Yibum, it doesn't matter that Ba'alma she doesn't have Tvisas Kedushin. If she's mutter for Yibum, she's mutter for Yibum. You don't need Tvisas Kedushin, that's it. Now, if she's also for Yibum, Azai Issa without Tvisas Kedushin, that's Mefki of the Yibum. Azai Issa with Tvisas Kedushin, then she'll need Chalitza. But Rabbi Kiva holds differently. It's a new sheet that's Rabbi Kiva in the Indian. Rabbi Kiva holds that's not the pshat, the pasuk saying kol she'ein oil yimin al chalitza. The pasuk saying kol she'ein betvis gedushin al chalitza. It's Rabbi Kiva's na yeshita. See, I think the Ramban and the Rashba meduik more like a Baruch Be'er's Vart that he's learning the tshuvas of Rashba. Because the Ramban and Rashba are very bekitzer. And they say Rabbi Kiva holds that you learn from chai v'krisus that whenever there's no tvis gedushin, it's mefkir rizika. And the Rabban asks, how do we know Rabbi Kiva holds that way? That we should ask Akasha. And the Rashba says, they know about what Rabbi Kiva holds. If it's a Yisayit, nothing to do with Rabbi Kiva. A lamb that started tell you that you need Tvisas Kedushin. So, we don't have to ask Akasha, how do you know Rabbi Kiva holds that way? And the Teretz, they know what Rabbi Kiva holds. The Gemara knew Pshat in a lamb that started. The Gemara is allowed to hold that a lamb that started is telling you that there's no Tvisas Kedushin, that's Afka. That was Anocha the Gemara had. Had a shim with the Gemara earlier, the Gemara earlier is without a lamb. Without a lamb, we say the Chalais of Shesh Bekar is the Furushai. But Nochtem, we have a lamb in the Tzvar. We see there, wherever you see it, that whenever there's no Tvisas Gedushin, it's Afka. Good. You have a Kasha, had the Gemara know that? That's as far as the Talmud. That's as far as the Bali of Talmud. But if you're going to say the Rabbana, don't hold that way. The Rabbana hold, you need the Ein Ha'il Yibim, you need the Issa to make it Ein Ha'il Chalitza. But Rabbi Kiva happens to hold that way. Then you have a Kasha. Okay, Rabbi Kiva could hold that way. Rabbi Kiva, you don't have the Kasha on Rabbi Kiva. Why don't you say the Chalitza? Rabbi Kiva holds, there's a Yisayin, if there's no Tvis Kedushin, it's like Chayvi Krisus, and merely don't say the Chalitza say. But Chayvi is different than Chayvi Krisus. Chayvi Krisus is an Issa. Chayvi Lavin, why don't we say the Chalitza say? Rabbi Kiva holds is not totally in that. Say the Kasha, I didn't know Rabbi Kiva holds that way. And the Rajva says, no, don't ask Kashas, they know where Rabbi Kiva held. That's not Pshat, they held that way. They want to make it, that's goof in the Machlaikas of Kiva in the Chum. That's to me the Mashmais, the Vissel. And that's the Chuvus of Rajva, Al-Kapanim, there, Rabbi explains it. Rabbi Kiva is an Ayashita, he holds that it's not telling Eina Libam, Lakachas means Lakachas Ba'alma. And it seems very good with the Rajva in Chedushin and Afkaf. Now there's another famous teretz, the Kama Teretzim, the Nachrenim give to answer Tosfos Kasha. But I just want to say over one very famous teretz, the Avnei Milum, and the pilpul that people have on it. Avnei Milum, Simen Yud Chesef Kan Aleph, wants to say another teretz of Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Kasha is, why does the Gemara always assume according to Rabbi Kiva, Chai V'Lav V'Nav V'Nei Chlitz V'Yibum, why don't you say the Chalais say? So he says two Yisaydis. One is Shitas Rashi, and later on that Nantesim and Aleph. That Shitas Rashi is, apparently, if you have an Isha, which you were Mekadosh already, and then, after the Kedushin, it was Neilid an Isser, and that Isser would make the Isha not be a Bar Tvisas Kedushin anymore. So, just like when you have an Isser, that you can't be Mekadosh, Kedushin's not Tvisas, when you have this Isser, who would do if Kedushin was there already, and then the Isser was in Skadosh, that Isser would mefkir the Kedushin. Now, you don't have such a case by Arayis, but Lamashal, the Rashi there was saying, the Gemara there was saying that a kol made them by Saita that Kedushin is Taifas. Even if Ein Kedushin Taifas is Mechayel Lavin, Saita must be an exception. And the Gemara says, the Hatafsi ba Kedushin. And the Gemara doesn't explain exactly how you know it. And Rashi explains the Gemara Because we see from the psukim that even after an isha's mezana, she still needs a get. She's still married. So since you see that a saita that was mezana, she now has an isha saita, the kedushin stay, they don't go off. So who adin, if he's megarisha, and then he's mekadesha again, the kedushin will go on. Because it's hainuach. If the kedushin wouldn't be typhus in a saita, then who adin, if she's mezana, she became a saita, so then it would be mafkia. And since you see the kedushin as a mafkia, that goof is the raya, the kedushin is typhus. So Rashi holds the gavaldigi yisayit. Taisus there argues, but Rashi holds the gavaldigi yisayit, that when you have an isha, that you can't be mekadesha, she's not be typhus kedushin, if that mitzias would happen afterwards, by Arias it won't happen, but if that mitzias would happen afterwards, so the Kedusha would be paka. Second, you say this, the Rana in the Dharam Nafkav Tessam and Aleph that says, if you tell the Isha, Yayim Atishu, Mach, Yatishti, it doesn't work. Why not? Why can't you make a Kedushinless man? So Rana said, no such thing. A Kedushin has to be La'ilam, because the Kedushinless man has managed a Kenyan Paris, and by Isha the Torah never made a Kenyan Paris, only a Kenyan Guf. So Taita, they have Nimaluim. The Gemara says that really midiraisa by Chayvi Lav, and according to the Rabbanan, I say the Chalaisa say, but that's only Bi Rishaina. Bi Ashni was Aser, and that's why they said the Chayvi Lav and the Skalesis, the Gemara later, Xavier Bi Rishaina to Bi Ashni. So the first Bi is Mutta, because that's when you Makayim that say, you say, say the Chalaisa say. But the second Bi would be us, it's Chayvi Lav. So Taita, they have Nimaluim. So now what's going to happen according to Rabbi Kiva? You did the first bial to say the chalais to say gavaldik, and now you have this isha, but now you know it. Now she comes back to the state of chayvei lavin, and now she's aser. She's aser al chayvei lavin. So now the kedushin is paka. That's Rashi. If you come to a state where there's a lack of tefisas kedushin, even after you're mekadesher, the kedushin is paka. Aha. So if the kedushin is paka, so then it's a kedushin that we know is not going to last. You're going to make a yibum, you're going to make an ishus on this isha, and we know this isha is not going to last, because right after the first bia, she has an issa bia, she comes back to chayv elavin, and no longer I say the chalais to say, and then she'll be a chayv elavin, and then the kedushin will be paka. Oh, so kundai is only a kedushinless man, and that can't work altogether. So now that's why it's not shayach to be miyam chayv elavin, as I say the chalais to say. Yibum only works if it's chal the ishus. And here, okay, it will be chal the ishus. I'll say the chalais to say fine, but then immediately afterwards it will be paka. And if it will be paka, so then it can't be chal in the first place if you know for sure it's going to be paka immediately afterwards. That's the teretz of the avnei melum. So the ilum is very bothered, but the gemara before wanted to say by chayvi krisus it could work out to say the chalais to say. The one before was saying, if you would say a say the chalais to sheish bakaris, I have no problem why you need a leah. Why? Why don't you say the same cheshmet? A say the chalais to sheish bakaris would work that it could be chal. The yibum will be chal. But then the biyashni would already be asr. So she'll be back to the state of arayis. And now the kedushin will be paka. So the mela, the kedushin can't be chal to begin with. And we find the Gemara not that way. If not for Allah, if you would say Seid Nechalesi Shesh Bekaris, then you'd be able to Miyam Chayvi Krisus. So you see, first, the Gemara not that way. Pelan Avdi Meluim, he says a Cheshbin, why? The fact that Ein Kedushin Tevsim Mechayvi Lavin should tell you that you don't say Seid Nechalesi, but the Ganser Cheshbin, because that wouldn't work for Biyashniyah. And since it wouldn't for Biyashniyah, it'll be Paka. And if it'll be Paka, it won't be Chal in the first place. Well, he could say exactly the same Cheshbin for Chayvi Krisus. That even if you say the chalais is sheish makaris, but still it won't work, because it won't work for the biyashniya. So by the time you get to the biyashniya, we bite right the back of chayvi krisus, bite the lack of krisus condition, and then it won't be chal. Vaisis the chayv is the chayshman. Everyone asks this kashin avne meluim. The chedusha of Shimon, Simon Vav, and the kavitzer Simon Alpha, he says, blibe with the kasha. And they say that the whole chayshman is not mukhik b'chalal. Even if we assume this hanacha, shitas Rashi, that the kedusha will be paka, and we also assume like the Ran that a yayim adishti l'machi adishti doesn't work because you can't have a kinyan, you can't have a kedushin l'zman, but there's not a kedushin l'zman. You're making a kedushin l'aylam. You go out and know it's going to be paka, but your kedushin is a kedushin l'aylam. So shtikel chiddush to consider a kedushin lizman. That's why the kash is not so shvei. Now kapanim is mukhin the gemara. The kash was ishkin good the cheshvin. That's the kash of the that developed best on Avnei Meluim. So there's a famous teretz to answer Avnei Meluim from Zalman Sender, a big gadol. I think it was the Dvar Avraham's brother. Zalman Sender. The Ramesha brings the Chacham Michachm is Manenu. Nailam Yeshivas, they say it's of Zalman send this Teretz. Ruig Zavsky brings it that way. But his Teretz is like this, that what were we discussing in the beginning of the parak? We're discussing Achis Isha. So Achis Isha, you don't have this guy's been why? Because if you're going to say a say Deichel Eisei Sheish Bekaris, so now the initial Kedushin would be Chal Niyavam. Your problem is it's going to be paka. It's like, no, it won't be paka. You know why? Because the Isha's Kedusha, it's a Chais Ishtar. Yeah, the Yavam's married to the Yavama's sister. The Yavam's going to marry the Yavama. The original wife, the sister's Kedusha is going to be paka, not the Yavama's. The Yavama's going to stay. His sister's going to be paka. His sister's going to turn into Nachas Isha in the middle. By a regular Erva Bitai won't work. Because after the Bia, she'll still be Bita. But here, you miyam the Yavama, you kaina the Yavama, so now, your wife became an Erev of the Chesishtai. Oh, so your wife's Kedushin will be Paka. Must have this punk, your wife's Kedushin will be Paka more than the Yavama's. So I saw a Brimer Gazovsky, he brings his Teretz from Zalman Sender, in the safe is the current Avni Evin Tziyain. So he says, Ramesha Finkel, who I think was the Altus of Latke's son, but he said, Ramesha Finkel, said the reason why Dafka, the wives would be Paka, not the Yavams, because the Yavamas, Akopanim for the first Bia, could work even though she's an Erva. Because they say, Dechalais say. That's the Cheshbin. It's only afterwards, right? And at that time, that he's doing the first Bia and having a Chalais even with the Yavama, even though she's an Erva, at that time, the wife becomes an Erva. So at that second, the wife's Kedushin can't last. She's an Achis Isha now. The Yavam is an Achis Isha, but the Yavam also say, Dechalais, I'm going to be vile her. I can be kind to her. So, Mela, what's going to happen now? The wife's Kedusha is going to be Paka. Once the wife's Kedusha is Paka, so then she's no longer an Erva. So, Mela, you don't have the Cheshbin. That's why the Cheshbin doesn't apply to Achis Isha. That's what Zalman said in his Gevaldig Achap. But the Mimesha says, it doesn't fit. He says, Gevaldig Achap, it doesn't fit because Achis Isha is also even after Gerushin. So as long as the wife is still alive, even though she's no longer Mekadeshes then, but still the Yavama will remain an Achis Isha. The Yavama will remain an Erva. Because Achis Isha works even after Gerushin. The Afka is not Afka Lemafreya. The Afka is Afka Mekano Lama. He was at one point married to his wife. So Mimela, the Yavama will still be an Erva. So she's going to go to the Cheshvin. Rabbi Reuven Gazovsky and Shlaim Haiman also brings this in Chelik Beis Simcha Chav Gimel. He brings this teretz from Zalman Sender, and he brings this kasha from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said he can't say this teretz because even if it's Isha's kedushin will be mufka, but still the Yavam will remain Achis Ishtai because it's like an Achis Ishtai after Gerushin. Kol Shifachaya is also even after Gerushin. As I affect Reb Chaim. That Reb Shlaim Haiman brings, and also the Mimesha says this. But Reb Reuven Gazovsky says he himself had this kasha and answered to Reb Baruch Ber. And Reb Baruch Ber says, not Mukhik the kasha. Because the reason why, and this is a big hakira, the reason why the kravis of an Isha is also after Gerushin is because the Isha remains. But again, there is the kravis, the Isha remains. You can learn that that way. You can learn that the previous Isha answers the kravis even afterwards. But he says, no, not the previous Isha that answers. Not the Amalekah Ishus that asses. It's the Ishus remains after the Gerushin. Something remains to ask the Kravis. Hashem Kain, that's only by Gerushin. But it's Nifka, because it's an Erva, nothing remains. It's gone totally, and now the Yavama won't be an Achis Isha. Now, Gavadim, that's the Ishus that some say to the Avnei Meluim. As Zalman sends his Ishus, you have Reb Chaim's Kasha that. That even if it would be Paka, the Isha would still be Yavam, would remain an Erva. But Baruch Meir said, no. The Pshat is after Gerushin, the Isha remains. But once there's, once it's Mufka, Machmas, and then Erva, then there's nothing left, so Mel Yavam is going to be Mutter. The Mimesha says a different Yishuv to Avnei Meluim. He says, that if you would say that asay daichalos say sheish bekaris, so then you'll learn that the whole yibum works that way. The eishes achav yibum is also going to also say daichalos sheish bekaris. If the ziyas say that asay daichalos sheish bekaris, then the whole yibum is that way. Also say daichalos say, and then there'll be a new yisayin that by yibum the biyishni is also mutter. So then there wouldn't be a din that asay daichalos say the biyishni would be aser. Now that we know that Eina said Darach HaSeish Bekaris, and Yibim is a special heter of Mitzvah Sivakach HaHutra, so now we say that when you do have a say Darach HaSeish, say the Biyashni is Asr, and then you can say the Avnei Mumim's Cheshbon, that if there'll be a lack of Tvisas Kedushin, it'll be Paka, and then there wouldn't be Chayach HaIshas to begin with. But in the Havid of the Gemara that I say Darach HaSeish Bekaris, so that would be the Pshan and Yibim, and then we would say that in Yibim state you say that once that say is Deich Alayse Sheish Makaris, that would apply to Biyashni as well. So then there would be a din that Biyashni is Aser. That's his cheshman. I saw in the Meluim Chaysam and Avni Meluim that the Chem Deshleim says this Yisayin. That if the din would be Asay Deich Alayse Sheish Makaris, there wouldn't be an Issa by Biyashni, because we'd say that the whole Yibim goes to us to say Deich Alayse Sheish Makaris. Now let's see a little bit more. The Gemara is discussing the din of Rav Yehuda Merav v'chein Tani Rav Chia. That b'kulan mikariba asur l'zeh muteris l'zeh v'asur l'zeh muteris l'zeh v'chayzer shirim t'chalat z'sayim b'syadamis. Complicated Gemara, going through the complexity of the different siurim, but every single one of the cases of the Mishnah, we can have a case, we have two brothers and are married to two sisters, and one sister is a bitai, and they die, and then the two brothers are four brothers. Two of them married to two sisters. The two brothers died, and one of these sisters is a bitai to the other, to one brother, and not to the other. And the other sister is a bitai to this brother, and not to the other brother. And the same thing, mas bita, mas bitai. All the different arayas, you can find the case with his two sisters married to the two brothers, and the two brothers die, and one of the sisters is an erva, a particular erva to one, and not to the other. Chameisei, Kalasei, all the cases. And the other, Dafkan Ervit to the other one and not to this one. But the Gemara says that Bita is only Shayach Banu Sasei. So Rashi says, why? Why is Bita only Banu Sasei? Because you want Reuven and Shimon to be married to two sisters. Obviously, they have to be sisters from the mother because they have two different fathers. Because one of them is Levi's daughter, one of them is Yehuda's daughter. So they have two different fathers. One's Levi's daughter and one's Yehuda's daughter, but they have the same mother. And Rashi uses Reuven and Shimon in them. So Reuven and Shimon both have daughters, and they're sisters because they have the same mother. So how could it be, if Reuven was married to their mother, so Shimon can't be married to their mother, even if Reuven divorced her, but Shimon can't marry, she's Gushas Achiv. So male, it's not possible for Reuven and Shimon both to be married to the same woman, even if one of them was married first and divorced her, then the other one got married. But it's Gushas Achiv, their brother, so it's not Chayach such a thing. So now the only case is if Reuven and Shimon had the daughter Me'anusasei without marriage, illegitimate. Taisa says, why can't you have Reuven being Me'anus and then Shimon marrying her? The Chayach could have such a case. He says he can't, because even if Reuven was Me'anus and Shimon married her, but the problem is then one of these daughters would be Shimon's daughter, but the other one will be Bas Ishtai, will be Shimon's wife's daughter, which he had previously when Reuven was Manasseh. So they both will be Asatim. You can't have Asur L'zem and Teres L'zem. They're both Asatim. One's an Erev of Bita, one's an Erev of Bas Ishtai. The only case where one's this one's daughter and mutter to the other brother, and the other woman is the other brother's daughter and mutter to the other brother, is when they're both will madness. Because if the second brother married, then they both will be also one else bita and one else basishta. That's what Taisa says. So the Aruch Lener says, why did Rashi say that time? That time would apply that neither Reuven nor Shimon could be married to them. Because if either Reuven or Shimon had the daughter for marriage, so the other daughter who's their sister would be basishta. Why did Rashi say that time if Reuven married her, so Shimon can't marry her because of Grushas Achiv, which would only apply that if Reuven, that Reuven and Shimon can't both be married. But it could be that Reuven was ma'anis and Shimon was married. Why did Rashi say Taisis Tam? Because there won't be beat, there won't be Basishtai. So the Aruch Haner says, because it's not so pashit that if Reuven was married to a woman, and then he divorced her, and then she married Shimon, and Shimon had a daughter, that would be called Basishtai. Any daughter that Reuven's wife had while they were married, even though the daughter came not through him, the daughter was born before he married her, but that's Bas Ishtai, and even after he divorces her, so Bas Ishtai is still also after he divorces her. Any daughter that she had while she was married to him, that's Pashit, is going to be Asa La'ilam. But the thing that the Aruch Haner is Mesubig about is, a daughter that was first born after she was divorced, so maybe that daughter was never Bas Ishtai. That daughter is never Bas Ishtai, so maybe it's Mutter. Says that then, he says he didn't find it Mefurish. And maybe Rashi was Mesubig about it. And that's what Rashi said, that it has to be that Reuven wasn't married to her. Because now we have Klar. If Reuven was married to her, then she can't marry Shimon and Grusha Sachav. But if Reuven was Ma'aneser and Shimon was married to her, so that case also is Pasha. Because if Shimon married her after Reuven's daughter was born, so Reuven's daughter would certainly be Bas Ishtai to Shimon. But if Reuven married her, and it wouldn't be for the time of Grushas Achiv, and Shimon would then marry her, so that's not so pashit that Shimon's daughter now would be Asa to Reuven Alts Bas Ishtai, because the daughter was born after the Gerushin. And the Aruch Haner is Taka Mesupik about that case. In Binyan Tzion, he discusses it also. There he says that he's coming from a Svara that it was never Bas Ishtai. But he says, when I looked in the Chumash, the Chumash says, Ervis Isha Ubita Lai Segala. That doesn't say Bas Ishtai. It says, Ervis Isha, someone who's married to you, Ubita and her daughter Lai Segala. So even though she was never Bas Ishtai, but it's still Isha Ubita. It's still someone married to you and her daughter, even though the daughter was married later. That's why he's Mitzadah that was Aser. Reb Chaim Leizer is very interesting. Reb Chaim Leizer, Chelagal Siminaf, was asked the Shaila Halacha Lamaisa. He said, from America, it came a Shaila, somebody divorced his wife. She got remarried, she had a daughter, and now he wants to marry that daughter. That was the case. Abbas Kirushal said it was born after they were Megarish. What's the halacha? So he declares about it, he brings rice, he's Mefalpel, he's Naitul Isser. He says, he thinks he has a raya for Rashi and Taisus on the Vezim and Alpha, Meshmer Yisal Gopanim. That Rashi and Taisus both say that the Bita in the Mishnah has to be Bita Manusase. Because if it's Bita Meishtai, it says Bas Ishtai. How can you have two cases, Bas Ishtai and Bitai? Because the Bitai is not Bas Ishtai, it's Bitai Manusasei. L'char, if you're going to say that any daughter that was born after the Gerushin is not considered to be Bas Ishtai, so how about saying a case where he was married, and she was pregnant, and then he divorced her, and then the baby was born. So Alps Bas Ishtai, the birth happened after the Gerushin. Should be telling the birth, not the Iver. So it's not Bas Ishtai. Alts Bitai, it's Bitai. Elamai, as long as the Maisa he was married, even the daughter she had after the Gerushin also included Bas Ishtai. That's one of the Raya Reb Chaim Leizer brings to Aser.